Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Trey Baucom of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing New Year's resolutions and heart health. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Baucom. Dr. Baucom, it's a new year. Of course, that means we're all making New Year's resolutions. So how important is it for us to place heart health on our list of resolutions?
Well, very important. And of course, I'm not just saying that because I'm a cardiologist. You know, it's still the number one killer in the United States by far. And of course, it's the number one killer of women by far. It exceeds, you know, breast cancer, uterine cancer, AIDS, domestic violence, all those things combined. Heart disease is by far number one. And so, you know, you want New Year's resolutions to be more of a happy thing, but looking into your heart care can be that, because it's so much of it is common sense. I mean, the kind of things you know you ought to do for your body: eat healthy, try to maintain a healthy body weight, don't smoke or use nicotine, and try to get just a moderate amount of exercise. I mean, really, if you walk a mile a day, which is not that much, about 20 to 30 minutes of walking a day, that's all you have to do for your health. And having said that, those are hard resolutions to keep. I mean, we usually want to do something harder, like save money and lose more weight. But I think people need to pay attention to their heart. Whatever their other resolutions are, they need to protect themselves from heart disease. And it's pretty easy to do.
Well, you know, I think your statistics about women are very interesting. I think a lot of women don't realize how deadly heart disease is over a lot of the other things that you mentioned. But also, I think a lot of people think they have to kill themselves to work out. It's nice to know that, you know, a brisk walk around the block might be all you need.
That was one of my favorite studies that's come out, because prior to that, it did seem like it was more and more exercise. And then there was a Japanese study that came out that said, nope, walking a mile a day is as effective as anything else. And now, additional exercise is beneficial for other reasons, maintaining bone density for women, talking about, and again, resistance training is good for women. They tend to do less of that. So there are lots of other benefits to additional exercise, but for a negative risk factor, so to reverse the risk of heart disease, all you have to do is walk a mile a day.
Now, how does smoking affect cardiovascular health?
You know, smoking is, and nicotine is a very complicated drug. Nicotine does a lot of things to our body that make it very addictive. It's an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, at the same time, a stimulant. So it's a very complex drug that does a lot to our brain, similar to cocaine in our brain. That's why it's so addictive. Unfortunately, nicotine is a deadly poison. If I injected you with a bunch of nicotine, you would die instantly. When you take it in the smaller doses that people get, smoking, vaping, nicotine lozenges, things like that, the way it kills you is it causes your vasculature to clamp down. So it immediately causes an effect of your blood vessels to shrink a little bit, which increases the turbulence of flow of the blood through them. So that's number one. It precipitates hardening of the arteries. That direct shrinking effect or spasm of the arteries can affect your coronaries directly. It can make them smaller than they used to be, particularly in discrete areas, which causes plaque to form there. And it can also precipitate a heart attack for that very same reason. It can make the blood vessel clamp down, a blood clot forms, and it causes a heart attack. It also aggravates peripheral vascular disease for the same reasons. And smoking, and we think nicotine in all forms, but particularly smoking, also causes oxidation of chemicals in your body that tend to be toxic to our blood vessels. So smoking harms us in many ways, not just cancer, but as far as your vascular tree, it has many direct impacts that are all negative, unfortunately.
And it isn't just cigarettes. I think a lot of people think if they're vaping, it's better, and it's better than the cigarette, but the cigarette's just the delivery system for the toxic drug, right?
That's correct. And as vaping, you know, vapers are going to be mad at this statement, and they're, you know, might get some emails on it. But, and they are correct that the smoking aspect is probably worse for you than the vaping aspect. But nicotine is still a deadly poison. So however you put it in your body, it's a mistake. And I've got a very close friend of mine who likes cigars, and I think he thinks he doesn't smoke that many cigars, and somehow magically they're not bad for him. And I hate to be a nagging friend, but four cigars a week is equivalent to a pack a day. And so my cigar smoking friends have to be realistic that if they're smoking more than 4 cigars a week, that's the equivalent of a pack a day.
So many people make resolutions to improve their diet or manage their weight. How does this play into your heart health?
Well, you know, diet has an enormous impact on our heart. We immediately think of salt intake, which is one of the important things. Too much salt intake, which the Louisiana diet is notoriously bad for salt. We love our, you know, seafood, our rich food, which has a lot of salt in it. And then the fat content, particularly trans fats or highly oxidized fats, are very bad for our body and very bad for our heart. We've talked about this before, and you can get around a lot of that by preparing your own food. And so that's part of the French or the Mediterranean paradox. It's not so much, it is partially what they eat. They have a high fish diet, a lot of monounsaturated fats like olive oil. But another part of it is they prepare their own food. And so, you know, if you prepare your own food, that would be a good New Year's resolution. Try to eat out less. I mean, make eating out a special event. You know, go to a restaurant, not fast food. I mean, fast food is really bad for you. And try to eat in-house and prepare fresh food as much as you can. That would be a good resolution.
So focus on your lifestyle modification things rather than dieting. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, because, you know, the number one diet that has been associated with longevity is actually just a low-calorie diet. It doesn't matter what the calories are. And so if you prepare your own food and focus on the food that you're eating, like really enjoy it, I think that's why French women tend to stay thinner eating a rich diet, is they really enjoy their food while they're eating it. So they eat it more slowly, which makes them tend to eat less. You know, and I'm as guilty as anyone. We're in a hurry. We're a rush around society. We tend to gobble our food down, particularly if it's fast food or pre-processed food. And that's all bad for you. Relax, prepare a meal, do it with your family, and enjoy it and savor it as you eat it. And that would be another good New Year's resolution, which would have unintended consequences. You would probably lose weight. It would probably lower your blood pressure and you'll be happier.
So what are some other resolutions we can make in order to improve our health?
Of course, those are the obvious ones we sort of talked about. If you don't smoke, don't start. If you do smoke, try to stop. It's never too late to stop smoking. Just sort of focus on taking care of yourself as a whole person. I mean, it's try to think about how important your body is. You only get one. It's not going to last forever, but you want it to be as healthy as it possibly can.
So you want to reduce stress, right? And get your blood pressure under control and things like that?
Yeah, that, you know, of course, right now in America, that's easier said than done. There's so much ambient stress in society right now with COVID, the lockdown, the uncertainty of the election. And but on the other hand, there's always been stress in society, and it's all about how you deal with it. And so you have to find some way to escape it. I know that recently I've quit watching news. I just can't take it anymore. So, I'm more likely to be watching Andy Griffith in the afternoon than the news now. Because you just have to let go. You have to acknowledge a lot of things you can't affect. And so you have to let go of some of the stress. You have to find a way to do that. And of course, walking is a good way to kill two birds with one stone, or running or exercising, because generally when you exercise, your mind wanders to something other than that. And let go of these problems. Don't hold on to them 24/7. You know, deal with them when you have to, but don't muse on them when you're not dealing with them.
Is it important to know your heart health family history?
Absolutely. And I guess getting back on the kind of a couple of questions ago, the other thing too would be to know your risk factors. Pay attention to your health. Know your blood pressure, know your cholesterol, know what your glucose is, and pay attention to your health in that way. And along the same lines, know your family history. I mean, you should take an interest in that. You know, you should ask a family member, you know, what did dad die of again? I mean, make sure you know, because it does impact your health.
All right. Any final thoughts for those making heart health a top priority this year?
No, that's, like I said, that's a good thing, because it can segue into some of the other things that are beneficial to you, like reducing stress, like watching how you eat. That's also prevents diabetes. I mean, if you're taking care of your heart, you're really taking care of your whole mind and body, and that's really what we want.
Right. Good quality of life.
Exactly.
All right. Always fascinating to talk to you, Dr. Ockham.
Thank you so much.
This has been Heart to Heart. Thank you for joining us. For more information about all things heart-related, visit acsdoctors.com.